Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Thank you for hanging out with us. I'm a sucker for you. Jonas Brothers are back together, and they want to hang out with you. They've hooked us up with all kinds of tickets for you to go to their private secret location show tonight. And we're going to be hooking you up all this morning, so stay tuned if you want to win, all right? The way we're going to do it this time around to give you tickets is we're going to give you the Jonas Bros pop quiz. We're going to play highlights from our hangout session with them yesterday, ask you a question about it. You answer correctly, being caller 9. Bam, you win the tickets. It's that easy, all right? 877-971-HITS is the number you got to call. 877-971-4487. So the first part we're going to do a highlight of is one of their wifeys seems to be a bigger Justin Bieber fan than a Jonas Bros fan. And this is them catching up about their video, Sucker, which they did with their wifeys. One of them is a fiance, Joe's fiance, Sophie Turner. Listen to this.
And were the girls all on board when you brought it to them?
Team players. I think even Sophie said that she wanted to be in a video at some point.
She did. She's like, when am I going to be in a music video?
She was a fan of the Jonas Brothers, right?
Kind of. She was more of a fan. She's more of a Bieber fan.
Okay.
That's funny.
So I had to get used to that when we first met, which was fine. I mean, literally, it's a little creepy. Like, I'd walk into her childhood bedroom and there were still like pictures of a Bieber on the wall. I was like, okay.
It's time to take those down.
It's war.
No, I love it. We're all Bieber fans here.
Yeah. It's war. Brian trying to get something started right there.
Yeah, buddy. Dude. You know, when you have an interview with guys and they're fun dudes and you could tell they're really excited to be doing the being back together again. We were playing their music and they were like air drumming and stuff too. Yeah. Cause this is not something that they have to do. Like they want to do it. They're not like, they haven't fallen on hard times.
Well, it's weird too. They grew up in the spotlight doing all these press interviews, and that was kind of like one of the first questions we asked them. I was like, is it weird, like surreal to be back here now 6 years later, 6+ years later, doing press and like hearing your music that you like made when you were a child, basically, you know? It's so interesting. It's cool.
And it was crazy because, like, you know, that music video we were talking about, like Sophie Turner, monster actor in Game of Thrones, Priyanka Chopra, monster actor like internationally, and you have these women who were just like really excited to be in the music video.
So cute.
Let's listen some more in regards to them, how excited they were to be in this music video.
Game of Thrones is arguably one of the biggest, you know, appointment television at this point. And she's like, I don't care about that stuff right now. I want to be, when am I in a music video? This
exactly.
is ridiculous.
Yeah. What's more important here?
I know.
Game of Thrones.
I love that. Well, the trailer just dropped today, too.
Yes.
Did you
watch? Oh, my God.
It's
ridiculous. We just watched in the car over here. It's so amazing. I can't wait.
So you guys know what happens, though, right?
We don't. She won't tell us. She won't say. Irritating.
We're just thrilled to watch it. I mean, I feel like for her, she keeps talking about how she wants to be a part of these parties. Because I would throw, like, every Sunday would be a viewing party with signature cocktails and things like that. And so she's like, I want to be a part of this. And I was like, done.
You're like, nah, that's nah, this
now
is
Now I'm
going to
start selling tickets. You know?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Appearance fees.
Exactly.
All right, so here's your pop quiz questions for the Jonas Bros for you to win tickets to party with them tonight at a secret location, all right? Here it is. Who's wifey seems to be a bigger fan of Bieber than the old school Jonas Bros? All right, who's wifey? Is it Kevin's, Joe's, or Nick's? 877-971-HITS is the number to call. Caller 9, you answer correctly, you'll win the tickets. It's that easy, all right? Good luck. Hooking you up with VIP tickets to hang out with the Jonas Brothers at a secret location tonight, and they're going to be playing your favorite hits for you. We got the Jonas Brothers pop quiz. We shared some highlights of our hangout session with them yesterday, and we have Sarah from Fontana on the line. Good morning!
Good morning!
Oh my gosh, Sarah, here it is. For you to win these tickets. The question is, whose lady seems to have been a bigger Justin Bieber fan than a Joe Bros fan back in the day? Was it Nick's wifey Priyanka, Kevin's wifey Danielle, or Joe's fiance Sophie Turner?
That would be Joe's fiance, my favorite.
That is correct. You're the winner.
My favorite.
Do you approve of him and Sophie together?
I do. They're very cute.
Oh, good. Are you crying right now?
I am crying. Oh. I'm like about to head into work.
Oh my gosh. Did you do your makeup this morning?
I didn't. I'm going to have someone bring me some.
They're gonna be, you're going to walk in and be like, oh my God, what's wrong? You're like, nothing. This is the greatest day ever.
I want Jonas Bros tics.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Sarah. Thank you for listening to us all the way in Fontucky. You're going to be at a secret location tonight with the Jonas Bros, all right?
Thank you.
Listen, we got some more tickets coming up next. We're going to share some more highlights of our hangout session with the Jonas Brothers that happened yesterday. And you'll have another chance to answer another pop quiz question to win these tickets. Good luck. All right, so this next highlight goes to them talking about how they basically got reunited. They were doing the Amazon documentary about their life, and that's really where they got inspired to get back together. So they talked about reuniting, some therapy they had to do, and their new album. Check this out.
Have there been any big blowouts yet? Have
you? It really hasn't been much, but no. When we were doing stuff through getting through the therapy of the doc, let's say, we definitely had conversations that we've never had before, which mm-hmm. I think was obviously needed. It brought us here today, but at the same time, it was nice to be able to hear each other out and hear different perspectives and also respect the different perspectives that we were going through with different things.
And yeah. There is an album coming, right? You guys are working on a full-length album?
Completely.
Yeah, we've got enough music to do two albums. We've been so inspired by all this and been lucky to collaborate with some great people, Ryan Tedder, Greg Kirsten, Mozella. We just said, you know what, let's keep it going. So we're just going to keep writing. And at the moment, there is for sure going to be a body of work, an album of some kind, and a tour later on this year. And we just can't wait.
Oh, so the album will be out in 2019, though, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chelsea, make sure she can drop that news. For sure.
I'm so excited.
Yes. I think the coolest thing that, when we were talking about, they're like legitimately excited to be back together. And they mentioned at one point in time, we were talking about how they all have like an individual style they've developed, but still allow themselves to be creative mm-hmm. in that space. And I think we talked about how like fans of theirs are going to, and fans of other groups, people want to come back together like One Direction. Right. We'll be like, yo, look, the Jonas Brothers did it. They all do their own thing and they do the group thing.
I know.
You can do it too.
Come on.
Just go to therapy, please.
Shoot a documentary on Amazon.
I love when I asked like, oh, so the album's coming out in 2019. Nick's like, yeah. Dumb question. But I was like, I just want to make sure, okay?
Yeah. We're going to drop two in 2020.
Along before. Yeah.
All right. Next highlight. Make sure you pay attention to all this info because we're going to ask you a question about it for you to win tickets to go to their private show tonight. All right, the next highlight talks about the bachelor party that's going to happen for Joe, who's going to allegedly planning to get married with his fiance Sophie Turner this summer. All right, so check this out.
Who's planning the bachelor party?
Oh, it's actually our party.
Yeah. Yes.
So yeah, we kind of always said that. We said the same thing about Nick's. We were just like, so it's our party, but you
can't
attend.
We want to do.
Exactly.
You're kind of like a hostage at your own bachelor party.
100%. I can't wait. I mean, whatever these guys plan, I'm sure it's going to be an event.
Amazing.
Do you know anything about it yet? Like where it's going to be?
They said there's going to be tequila maybe there.
Well,
that's a safe bet.
All right.
As far as I know,
I'll only drink if you're going to drink.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'll have one or two maybe.
Right. Feels like I'll put hands in the middle. Like, are we going to drink on three? Let's do it.
Yeah. Exactly.
There it is. Big bachelor party coming through.
I mean, that's one of those bachelor parties when you have three super famous dudes with money. Where I'm like, I don't even want to know, man, because it's gonna make me feel so bad. Like, you know, like we took my brother Killian, we took him out to like a weird casino, like rural Washington for his bachelor party, and we couldn't even afford to stay at the hotel. I mean, this is like years ago, right? And then you got this one where they're like, if they said they bought an island for the like,
they're like on a yacht, I'm sure.
They're like they recreated Fire Fest. They can do whatever they want.
The way it's supposed to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So 877-971 hits is number for you to call. Caller 9. Tamara already got caller 9, and we're going to ask them a question about these highlights. If they don't answer it correctly, we're just going to go to caller 10 and so on and so forth. By the way, if you want to catch the full hangout session, it's up on our website, ampradio.com, right now. Also, there's clips on our social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. I wonder if Jill from Woodland Hills is going to be excited to be on with us. What up, Jill?
Hi!
I think she's excited.
By the way, that is a new key that's ever been hit on high ever in the history of radio.
That's since Mariah Carey or something
like that. Jill, I hope you were paying attention, girl. You ready
for
the question?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. Jonas Bros pop quiz for you to win tickets to see them at their secret show tonight. For Joe's bachelor party, there's definitely going to be this type of adult beverage there. What type of adult beverage did they mention, Jill?
Take a guess.
Oh my gosh.
Come on, you got this.
Adult beverage.
It's not vodka.
Alcoholic beverage.
Beer? Vodka.
No, that is not correct. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. No, don't do this to me.
You can't do it to
you
her.
You don't understand.
All you had to do was pay attention. Hold on, Jill. Hold on. Hang tight. Don't go anywhere, all right? Don't go anywhere. Let me go on to the next caller. All right, hold on, hold on. We got Gina from Santa Clarita. Good morning.
Oh my God.
I love you.
So actually, funny. You know, it's just Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. But all right, here we go. So, what adult beverage is definitely going to be at Joe's bachelor party?
It's tequila.
Yeah! Yeah!
Yes! That is correct, Gina. You're going to go see the Jonas Brothers tonight.
Okay, well, first of all, my name's Gianna. I just want to throw that out there. But, like, it's okay, like. I'm screaming.
Oh, Gianna, I apologize for that. God. It's spelled G-I-N-N-A on my screen right now. So I just went, Gina? I don't know. But oh, congratulations.
No, I get that all the time. And sometimes I'm just like, yeah, that's me. Like,
if you're going to give me Jonas Brothers tickets, you call me whatever you want to.
Exactly.
Gianna, let me ask you this. You heard Jill from Woodland Hills. She got the answer incorrect. Do you think we should give her tickets anyway?
Yes, definitely. Yes. If I'm getting some, give them all to all Jonas Brothers fans. I'm screaming, oh my God.
Well, let's not get crazy. We just asked about Jill here, okay?
Jill. Okay, sorry. I'm just really happy.
Jill, Gianna, not Gina, by the way, says we should give you some tickets, yes. So we're going to give you tickets as well.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Love you guys.
Oh, thank you, Gianna. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank hang tight. So we'll get you all the details off the air.
I love
this. Listen.
This is fun.
We got more Jonas Bros Tickets for the Secret Show tonight. So stay tuned. We're going to find out some other ways to hook you up.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.